Episode 22, The Hunt, The Werewolf Pack Hunts. We run them down. That's the strategy of the wolf. We can exhaust the creature and rob it of its will. Once it's broken, it will freely give itself to us without a fight. Like any wolf pack hunt, we prepared by having a plan. Obviously, this is much easier for a pack of werewolves, as we can talk about it in human form. Wolves work on some primal animal intuition thing. This time we were to take some fully grown elk. The elk is a huge animal. It can weigh as much as 330 kilos or 740 pounds for our American cousins. They can be much larger here in the Urals, as we see creatures in the coldest places grow larger than their cousins in warmer climes. Maybe it's something to do with the surface area. The larger the animal, the smaller the surface area compared to its volume. That would reduce the rate at which it cools. That's laying some proper science shit on you there. Maybe that is why, when we are wolves, we are such big bastards here in the Urals. Or perhaps it's just because we're big. Who fucking cares? These elk are beasts that will take some bringing down, even for a fully grown werewolf. A small herd of 50 or so had been hunted for a few days now. They were currently downwind to the ridge where we had made camp the night before. Having to be downwind is a thing when hunting animals with a keen sense of smell, and unlike humans, they fear the stink of us. What they don't have in intelligence, they have in superior senses that more than make up for that lack of smarts. We sat in a circle in our human forms, enjoying the late summer sun on our skins and the fact that the biting flies from the valleys were not present at this height. There are about 20 of us in total on this hunt, being led by one of my wife's brothers. The elk had been spotted grazing in the meadow a few days ago, and we'd been watching them and continuously pushing them, assessing the herd for the weak and the old. Today was the day of the finish. 10 of us would push the tiring creatures into the narrowing valley ahead for a few more hours. This constant run would get them to a final state of exhaustion. At the other end of the valley would be the other part of the band. We had also taken into consideration the funneling effect of the valley. It would push them into a smaller area for our attack. Also, the bottom of the gorge was a dried up riverbed, which would mean the elk could not run at full pace. The boulder strewn floor could easily break a misplaced leg. This would take away their ability to run far and fast once they were trapped. The plan was set as we all recovered our playing posits and took them into us, transforming into the tribe of gigantic wolves that we can be. Our group then set off to move the elk north. Running behind the panicking beasts was key to driving them. The wind rushed through our coats and I could hear and smell the pack around me. The secret was to keep the prey moving. If they stopped, they would circle and we would have to take them down in, well, a very uninteresting manner. The beast could not cause us any permanent harm, but an angry bull elk standing its ground could really do a werewolf a great inconvenience. Those giant antlers were able to make a mess and throw you around like a rag doll, so we kept them running, spooking those at the back of the herd of creatures into charging into the centre of the cantering crowd. This would increase the panic and drive them forward even harder. One poor creature fell to my left. Its leg was mangled by the fall. It flapped around on its side and cried out. The others ignored it and continued to run. The fallen animal was quickly silenced by a rearing werewolf and then left in our wake to be fed upon by the crows. Nipping at their heels and getting to the end of the valley, we saw the other members of our pack start to descend. They were running in from the right and left shoulders of the mountain ahead. And so it began. We were not going to take the weak and the infirm. We were going to wipe out this herd in its entirety. We needed the meat. The next few moments were going to be bloody, brutal, and wild. As the other half of the pack came into contact with the lead group of ungulates, we could see them single out and leap at their respective targets. Some were changing into their half-man forms to rend and attack. The world was suddenly full of screaming animals and raging wolves, the poor elk being torn into by buzzsaw-like wolves and werewolves. The elk, now dying, was screaming as the pack killed and fed. One elk had turned on its heels and faced down a sizable grey-white wolf. The wolf paused, dropping its chin to protect its neck, lips lifted, exposing teeth, ears flattened against the skull, growling its throat. As it leapt, it changed into wereform in the air, cartwheeling behind the angry beast. It raised its head. As it landed, it wrenched the left haunch off the elk with one swipe of its claw, sending it crashing to its side before rushing in to start feeding. Eventually, there was no movement on the field of the hunt, just the sound of the pack consuming the flesh and the bleating of lonely calves and the last noises of the dying beasts. I'd caught up with and dragged down my elk. It had fought to stay on its feet but soon succumbed to me and fell. Warm blood entered my mouth and nostrils as I tore into the squealing, quivering flesh of the young. I ate deep into her belly before she eventually gave up on her grip of this world and died. I continued to eat and was joined by another wolf. I initially snarled to protect my kill, but the other wolf sideswiped me with her body. It was my partner who had joined me. While we ate, she transformed to her human form and stood above the carcass, this glorious goddess of death, covered in blood, gore, and breathing heavy. The rest of the pack reverted to their human shapes and started laughing and cheering with the joy of the hunt. The post-hunt celebrations would be intense. She reached for me and held my hand. We kissed and laughed, body against body, the drying remnants of our meal coating our skins and making for an incredible aphrodisiac. I had never wanted anything more than her at this moment, so I took her. Once we had celebrated our kills in our many varied ways, we shouldered our carcasses after gutting them. All happy and content with bellies full, we walked the meat back to the ridge for them to be picked up for later storage.